Morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And how are you?
Well, I mean, considering my extreme age, I'm not doing too badly, I suppose.
Now, you're in our fine, fair city tonight, aren't you?
I certainly am, yes, at the City Varieties Music Hall.
That's for the tour, which is Only Fools and Boise.
Only Fools and Boise, that's right, yes. No, I'm looking forward to the musical. I've seen it on the telly, of course, for years and years and years.
Well, I think iconic is one of the words that's used to describe it quite regularly.
Iconical, that's right, yeah.
Iconical, exactly.
I've just invented a new word.
Yeah, iconical. Yeah. That'll do. Now, what can we expect from Only Fools and Boise?
It's stories along the way, observations and so on, and things that happened to me. We got a few strange questions about Marlene, of course.
Of course.
You know, and I suppose people are just sort of fascinated by sort of little reminiscences about people in the show, you know. But I'm careful not to talk about anything too difficult. I mean, but there wasn't anything really. I mean, there's nothing, no great secrets, you know.
On the show, like we said before, at the City Varieties tonight, Only Fools and Boise. How much of it is Boise? How much of it is John Challis?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, that is another difficult question. I suppose there must be something of the character in me, but I suppose there must be something inherently. I think in every actor who plays every part, there's a bit of him in it. You know, there has to be, really. Yeah.
Are you still in contact with people from Only Fools and Horses? Who do you speak to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there aren't many of us left now. I mean, it's having said that, life has to go on, and we're doing a convention in Watford. We'll meet up then and sit there and talk to people and sign things and so on. Paul Barber, for instance, who played Denzel, he's a good mate.
Now, I don't know whether you can remember every line that you ever delivered in every show, but for some reason, there's something which is going around in my head. Did you ever deliver the line, "That woman is soppier than a lorry load full of monkeys"?
Yes, something like that, yes.
I thought so, but I looked it up online, I looked it up on YouTube, I couldn't find it, but you definitely, Boise delivered that line, didn't he?
Yeah, I think Boise just said something like, "That woman is as soppy as a lorry load of monkeys." You know? I think it was that, but I've no idea which episode it was in.
Before we let you go, I think Katie would like... she'd like maybe a "Hello, Katie" from Boise, and then I was thinking, because my name's Cam Kelly, I could potentially be Cowboy. Cam Kelboy.
Come along, Katie, get your coat, we're leaving.
Yay! Yes, made my day!
She's actually getting her coat.
She is getting a coat.
She is getting
it. Where is she going?
I know.
Round your house.
Hello, Cam Kelboy. Have you ever been to the Seychelles, Kelboy? By any chance? Wonderful holiday destination. I have a little place there on the beach.
John, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. You're at the City Varieties tonight. We hope you enjoy that, and we hope you thoroughly enjoy your time in Leeds.